Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland has apologised to members whose personal and employment data was compromised in a monumental data breach. The incident happened when the service responded to a Freedom of Information request, seeking the number of officers and staff at all ranks and grades across the organisation. 5,264 motorcyclists were injured and 310 were killed on British roads in 2021. RoadSmart is campaigning for the government to cut VAT on life-saving air jackets. Anthony Kildare is the CEO of I Am RoadSmart, and he told us about motorcyclist road figures.
We're seeing motorcycles with 1% of population on the roads, but the motorcycles represent 13% of casualties overall and 20% of deaths.
And finally, researchers found that walking nearly 4,000 steps is still good for you. They concluded that you will reduce your risk of premature death the more you walk. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
The 100, presented by Compares the Market.
It's a music tournament with amazing cricket.
No, it's a cricket tournament with amazing music.
With explosions.
He means fireworks.
And huge fiery shooty things.
He means flame machines.
There's also amazing DJs and big foamy paw things.
He means... oh, actually, there are those things.
And best of all...
the world-class cricket?
...is that we are the sponsor.
Oh, of course.
The 100, presented by Compare the Market.
Simples.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
What does the future you look like? Studying with GBS, you are the future entrepreneur, accountant, construction manager, healthcare professional, or tourism specialist. We offer flexible study options and HNDs to degree-level education on 9 state-of-the-art campuses across London, Birmingham, Manchester, and Leeds. Enrollment is open now. Find out more at globalbanking.ac.uk. Study with GBS and shape the future you.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
I blew it all on her, I get it right back. She put it all on me, I couldn't fight that. She loved when I put on it, when it's tied back. You know it's hard to get up out of that, I get sidetracked. Shake something, left, right, control it. You know who to call if you're horny. Ride on it, green light me.
Green light, green light.
I tell your friends that you really don't dance, but I know that you can. Cut up your plans when you're about to get nasty. Better hold up them glasses. Summer's too hot, about to fuck it up. Is the mood right? Is it with in the street, be my little secret, baby, be my little friend.
All weekend, on a weekend,
do something different,
got my attention.
8 figures, can with a wrist, big picture,
more than just a night with ya.
Don't switch up, girl, when the lights hit ya, then diamonds gon' dance.
Summer's too hot, about to fuck it up. Is the mood right? Is it enough? I gotta do right. It's a level up. Let me hit it up. Just a few times. Summer's
seed of the juice. I save the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up, ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Keep your head up.
I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler out the mic and make it to the right screen. Make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end, it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man and me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep them getting wetter. You know, it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up,
you got to be your head up.
On their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving
the business mix show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to the Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And I'm Rachel. And it seems like for ages we haven't said
it. It does. Even I had to kind of readjust my head.
I know.
What am I doing?
Out and about, shaking hands, seeing a lot of people, meeting a lot of people. But we have to come back in the studio. We can't not be here. And what better way to land back in the studio than with a Money Mob takeover with the man himself, Mr. Paul Muhammad. How are you?
Greetings.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm better off for seeing you all, I tell you. It's been too long.
Well, I guess we've been it's been a while in the studio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we have been bumping into you on the
Out on the street. We're bumping into each other on the street and in settings and stuff like that. Absolutely. So it's beautiful to see you all, I'm telling you. Really
great. So we have, as we said, it's our monthly takeover, and our money will take over, where we hand over the reins to Paul, who gives us a great insight into what he's been doing for the month, where he's going next month, and always comes with one of the best guests. What can I say? With the best guests. So
I'm telling you,
we're about to hand it over to you to let us know what have you been doing.
Thank you. So, greetings everyone. My name is Paul Muhammad and I am the founder of Buy Black Crowdfunding, Crowd Purchase Movement, the Money Mob. Money Mob is all about using group economics to support Black business. We've been going for the last 7 years and our claim to fame is this concept called the Money Mob, where we target businesses, usually by referrals, and on a day and time, we mob that business. Could be one person, it could be 110 people. Everyone spends a minimum spend of £10 per person. And in that way, we actually fund that business immediately. This month has been a very, 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 very busy month. So, I have been to this event, that event. July has been the month that I visited. I was in Birmingham for the Birmingham Black Business Show. Saw some amazing brands down there. One of the brands that I loved when I went down is a brand. It's a fragrance brand called Ingrained Oil. Ingrained Oil. They because I'm into oud oil and stuff like that. It makes you kind of, it's much more natural. It makes you look really, really, make you feel really, really nice. And they had some beautiful fragrances. So please make sure you check out Ingrained Oil and check out my man Kwame, who is the head of that brand, on www.ingrainedoil.com. As I said, I'm looking forward to the UK Black Business Show that will be in London come October. Also, during this month, we had Blackout Day Global, where I was linking up with many of my compadres here and all over the world. Big up to Lubinois and Afroculture, who are based in the UK as well as in France. And that day, it was all about supporting and buying Black on that particular day. One of the first one of the first purchases I made was the jerk sauce. You can see the jerk sauce that they are now actually selling in Selfridges, and it is the jerk house sauce is done by Marshall and Brown. They are a premium food brand, and please check them out. I'm telling you, they are a serious brand. They not only does jerk sauces, they do chocolate, they do cakes, they do tea, they do coffee. A premium brand headed by founder Dr. Carlton Brown, an amazing brand. And if we can, please make sure you go up to Selfridges and purchase again. Let me show you again, Jerk House barbecue sauce. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't usually so I'm not going to put it on any kind of steaks and anything like that. So I usually put it on my beans, or I put it on my lentils, or I put it on it, and it is amazing. So as I said, that is the Jerk House. Also, I went to designer brand Davies Wedge, who are in Great 38 Great Portland Street. They are a menswear brand on another level. They're a premium menswear brand. I went up there to get some sneakers. As I said, if you get a chance, make sure you go up to the West End and check them out. They are at 38 Great Portland Street, and that is London W1 W8QY. And you check them out on www.ukdavidwej. And that's Wej spelled WEJ.com. And then later on, I went down to the ends in Peckham, and was at the Peckham Levels, and visited the Little Bawa Bar. I had a lovely meal, me and my friends. It's very much it's a Senegalese restaurant. I'm selling that kind of street food kind of vibe. Had a nice little, a plantain dish. Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Again, if you're in the Peckham area, check them out. They're at Peckham Levels, the top of Peckham Levels, and that is 95A Rye Lane, and that's SE15-4. S for sugar, T for Terry, and that is in London. Check them out. Serious place. And if you're in Paris, there is a restaurant called Le 24 restaurant, and it's in Rue Docteur Fievre, and it's in just outside of Paris. Check them out. Beautiful food from the Congo. A little place. And again, please make sure you support that restaurant. I think my last purchase was this bag, a little tote bag by a brand called Osas. They're a French based brand. Some serious they do a lot of apparel wear. So you're talking about your snapbacks, t-shirt. They got a new range of jackets. So check them out, and they are www.osas99prod. PDOD.com. Again, www.osas99prod, that is PROD.com. And the business of the month. I was blessed to go with these two lovely ladies to the UK Black Business Entrepreneur Conference, and had an amazing time. I know that we were just in our elements there, and again, I said, if you're going to work, it is no better to go to work with two of my favorite people. But I have to say, big up to the organizers of the UK Black Entrepreneurs Conference. Amazing day, amazing speakers, loads of highlights. And I have to say, business of the month is Aspire Consultancy. It is a big time marketing company, are a premier company in regards to all of your marketing and business needs. Please check them out. If you're serious about your business, check out Aspire Consultancy on www.aspireconsultancy.com.
Can I also say, I'm just going to say it from now, is when the tickets come out for this event,
That's right.
As soon as you see, don't think, oh, I'll get it in a couple of hours, because the tickets were sold out, what, within less than a month of them They went, they were out on sale like about 3 months before the actual event. Yeah. So too late shall be thy cry, people. Just as soon as you see it, buy it. You won't regret it. There was so much talent in the room. There was so much networking. I mean, you know, people think, oh, networking, but actually, no, this is like proper relationships kind of like being built. People who hadn't seen each other for years in the room can reconnect in again. And I'm pretty sure and certain that some really fruitful connections were made.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know about your highlight. One of my highlights was obviously David Olusoga. He was amazing. Chris Akabusi, he was fantastic.
Mr. Eric Collins was. So yeah, I think there was a lot, and it was a great. Sometimes you go to events and there's a lot of kind of subjective opinions discussion. But what was great, as you said, with Dr. Carlton, like there's no messing around. everything's backed by data. Like, there's numbers.
That's right.
It's not that that is the be all and end all, but sometimes you need that quantitative data to actually make a case and state your case. So yeah, really, really. And if you, even the actual the brochure itself, the like conference magazine, the amount of
the goodie bag,
millions of pounds that is in there. Like, if you add up everybody's kind of success and wealth, yeah, we're doing things.
I'm telling you. So look, we have now come to that time. Now I want to I want to really bring up the chap that, as I said, he has made my life a dream since going on the Black Unity bike ride. He is one of the, I think he's the founder of Black Unity Bike Ride. I was blessed to watch on Instagram, I think it was 2021. I watched you all going through town in the rain, I think it was, and I said, you know what, I don't care, sun, rain, shine, heat wave, one leg or two, I'm going to be there 2022. And I was blessed to go there, and I trust me, I was not surprised. I'm telling it was a ride of a lifetime. So let me introduce the founder of Black Unity Bike Ride, Tokes. Good day, sir. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Greetings.
How you doing, sir?
I'm not too bad. Please let people know, especially those who live under a rock, who is Tokes and who is the Black Unity Bike Ride?
The Black Unity Bike Ride is basically a concept that I gave birth to in 2020, deep in lockdown, in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder. But as a bit of background, I've always kind of been involved in my community. I've always had a passion for community empowerment, community action. Many moons ago, I co-founded a rites of passage program for young Black boys called Origin. And that was all about designed to support families to raise sons. And it was delivered by all Black men from different walks of life. Trying to add value to our community. So that's always been the golden thread in the kind of things that I've done. And I've done a few other things in between. But the Black Unity Bike Ride was a bit of a surprise to myself. It wasn't something I had planned. It was more of an emotive reaction to the aftermath of the George Floyd murder, where I personally was quite fatigued with marching. Personally, not saying that it's not right for everyone, but I felt I needed to express what I was feeling in a different way, in a way that was focused on empowerment of self rather than focused on the premise of asking someone else to treat me with dignity, because that felt like that was a reaction, whereas I wanted to do something more proactive. So I'm involved in sports. I use sports as a way of keeping me motivated. And I'm into cycling. And I heard a myth that Black people don't like bikes. So I thought I'd put that to the test. That's what happened. So 2020, I put something out anonymously on social media 10 days before. And then when I rocked up to Walthamstow, hundreds of Black people were waiting to take part in what is has become a very special movement and community.
Indeed. So, because I think the first one was, it was 2020. I will always remember that because I was at the reparations march in Brixton, and I think it must have been 2:30, 3 o'clock. I saw hundreds of people just cycling through town. It wasn't a special day anyway, but it was really, really an amazing, amazing sight. And as I said, that was even before I saw the video with you all, in the rain. So look, the next question I wanted to ask, I mean, what is the, um, what was the, what's the mission for the Black Unity Bike Ride?
Yeah, it's got it's two things really. It's about one, it's about amplifying and celebrating unity within our community. So empowering people to collaborate and support each other, but it's also focused on well-being. In our community, I think Sport England released some data a couple of years ago where 75% of people from ethnically diverse backgrounds didn't cycle, and only 53% of people from Black heritage considered to have an active lifestyle. So that was the lowest level across all ethnicities, or one of the lowest levels across all ethnicities. So I, knowing that, knowing the perceptions of cycling and Black people, I wanted to kind of myth bust, basically. I wanted to challenge people to inspire them to do something maybe different, or connect with others that are already doing it. And as a byproduct, we wanted to see more inclusivity and more diversity within the sport of cycling, which can be deemed quite exclusive and elitist. So yeah, for us, we just wanted to disrupt space, take up space. And that's the reason why the route goes right through central London. We're not going any kind of back roads and stuff. We want to be seen, a big giant Black peloton riding through London. And it's a sight, and it's something that is unique. So that's where the kind of passion is. And we have three values: unity, empowerment, and love. And everything that we do needs to have those ingredients involved. And it started as a one-off annual ride, but now it's grown with other kind of components that make up the movement.
Also, one of the things I noticed when I was on the ride last year was, I thought about, roughly about 40% of the attendants were sisters. Was that something that that surprised you, or is something that you always knew that was out there?
No, I didn't know it was always out there, but that was by design. So the first year, when I had the idea, and then 10 days later we executed it, we probably had about 20% sisters on the ride. And that was a problem for me, because the whole idea of inclusivity, we wanted that gender balance. So we purposefully had that as a KPI to try and get up to that 50-50 mark. And as you say, that's been consistent in whatever we do, whether it's taking a group to Ghana to ride, sisters are present, whether it's our annual ride, where over 1,000 people are there, significant representation of women. So yeah, it's purposeful. It's something that is really important to us. We have some regular sessions at the Olympic Park over in Stratford, and half of our ride leaders are women. So it's not just about participation, but it's also ensuring that that representation is in leadership roles as well. So yeah, it's very purposeful and by design.
And another question I wanted to ask you as well, I remember also speaking to a few people that had come over, some from the Caribbean, Trinidad, I think there was a few also from Ghana. Is this something that is very that has now got to the stage where it has now really appealed to the international public? And is it something that you also are doing as a part and parcel of your outreach program?
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, we're of African heritage people, so the diaspora is important to us. So we have started to see more engagement with people either being aware of us, supporting us online, internationally, buying our kit internationally, or coming over for our annual event. So it's definitely moving in the right direction. We're kind of feeling that the stickiness is starting to appear, and it's great. It's so empowering. I think it's one of those things where it's hard not to love it, if I'm totally honest. Like, regardless of whether you're a seasoned cyclist or a novice that maybe only pick up a bike once or twice a year, the concept alone is hard not to like. It's hard not to love.
Right, now I'm going to ask you a controversial question. all right, as someone who, because again, I saw the Black Unity bike ride in its glory. Do you think that as Black people, we're probably the only one that can really understand about making things properly diverse? We're the best place people to actually create diversity, whether it is in cycling or any other activity. What was your thoughts on that?
That's an interesting question. So for me, I just think we bring the funk wherever we are. I just think it's part of our fabric. So you know, the kind of, if you didn't know what that event was, you wouldn't place it in the world of cycling, because we bring our own energy, we bring our own vibrancy, and it's a unique quality, you know. And then you combine that with other tenets of our culture, food, music, our fashion sense, you know, there is a lot there, and it's quite hard to ignore it. So for me, I truly believe that as a community, we are boundless, you know, and it's really about, that's why we do this. It's all about empowerment and realizing how boundless we can be. I mean, the fact that, you know, you're able to inspire people from such a spectrum of backgrounds to be in one place. You know, you had caricatures of different aspects of our community side by side, that you will never see that in other places, you know. And then the inclusivity goes beyond that to even age. Our youngest participant was my son at the time, he was age 6. And then our oldest participant was 76, you know. So for me, it was just beautiful. We had these cycle taxis, which like have 4 people in them, right? And 3 of them were trustees from New Initiatives. And what was beautiful is as they were going along in the ride, other participants were video calling their parents, showing them the cycle taxi and saying, see, I told you, you should come to this. You know, there is no excuse, regardless of what your mobility capabilities are, there's ways in which we do that. So yeah, I just think we bring the funk, we bring the vibe, whatever it is, whether it's business, whether it's things like sport, trying to diversify that, culture, heritage, sciences, we just bring our energy. I think what it is maybe more of us need to feel the agency to do that and be brave enough to take that first step and have the courage to say what could possibly happen rather than the fear of what could possibly go wrong.
Indeed. Okay, so I want to just ask you one more question before I bring in Christy and Rachel. Bob, 2023, what are we looking forward to? Are we going to have food down there? What wild one?
It's worries in the dance pool, seriously. Like, it's proper worries in the dance for everybody. Like, we just level up each year. Just, you know, learn, take feedback. We survey over 400 people at last year's event, taking that feedback on board. You know, this year we're taking it to another level. We work in partnership with Black East London, who do a great market in Hackney. They're going to plug and play what they bring there. We've got 12 different vendors providing a selection of food from our community and culture, really inclusive. So we'll definitely have a fantastic array of foods. We've got some great DJs lined up as well this year. We're able to finally have amplified music at the end. Last year, we had some political complications that prohibited us from doing that, like literally 4 or 5 days out from the event. But we've got the green light now, so we'll be bringing presents. I assure you, Dulwich Park wouldn't have seen anything like it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just going back slightly, what was the highlight for you 2020? Because I've got my own highlights.
2020, wow.
Sorry, yes. No, sorry, 2022. Sorry.
2022, but what was the highlight for me? I mean, there's a personal one, and then there's one that just always gives me like shivers. So the personal one, as I said, my son took part. So he rode from Leighton to Hackney Downs Park, about 5-6 miles.
Yeah.
And we were riding along Leighton. So the context is I grew up in Leighton. That's the prime reason why the ride starts there. So it's all nostalgic for me. Okay. These roads I was riding on when I was the same age as my son. So being able to share Leighton High Road, riding with him at the front of the peloton, leading over 1,000 black people, it was, yeah, there was a lot of rapid eye movement going on. And he kept asking me, how am I doing, Daddy? And I was just like, you're doing great. So that was a very special moment for me. But as a ride, nothing beats riding through central London, the Strand, Whitehall, with everything that that epitomizes, blasting something like Garnet Silk on big boy speakers. And yeah, like that, just the shivers every year. It's just, it's had the same effect. And the response that we get from the onlookers, the tourists and people there, it's all positive, it's all loving. Even the white van drivers are giving us and giving us way. So it's just infectious. So that for me always stands out. That's always a moment in a ride that I look forward to, and I'm sure, and I always try and be near a speaker box when I reach that point.
Indeed. Yeah, I have to admit, that is definitely my highlight. And riding through the Strand and Charing Cross Road and hearing, I'm every woman. Ain't nobody but Chaka Khan. And people are on the road, man, dancing. Oh gosh, I tell you, that is one of my abiding memories, man. I'm telling you, I looked to it, I said to myself, I could die now and go straight to heaven. It was amazing. Oh, it was amazing. I am telling you, yeah, absolutely. Chrissy and Rachel, any questions?
Chris, I know you're dying to ask a question about cycling.
I'm one of those percent in that percent. I don't ride a bike. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm terrible. I never had balance as a kid. And so I just never chose to, but I'm always encouraging my nieces and nephews to get on the bike. So how do you encourage parents, young people, to get on those bikes, and kind of defeat those fears and demons that they have? And the road is scary. The roads are scary.
Very true. No, I hear you. So one of the early things I did was set up an alliance, because there are a number of different cycling collectives within London that are black-led. So I pulled them all together. And we formed an alliance, right? Called the BUBR Alliance. And the beauty is, all of those different collectives are hosting rides for different levels, different capabilities. Some are even providing training programs. Mm-hmm. I think right now, one of the crews, No Limit, are doing a learning how to ride program in South London. So the beauty is, whatever stage you are at, there is a collective that can support you on that journey. So if you're at the very beginning and aspiring to learn how to ride, there are collectives that can help you with that. And if you're at the other end of the spectrum and you've been riding for a while and you want to go on long rides out to Essex or Sussex or wherever, there's collectives that do that as well. So yeah, there's 17 different collectives that we work with. Some are focused on faith-based, some are gender-based, some of them are open to everyone and anyone. So yeah, we just signpost people. If people kind of contact us, whether it's through email or on Instagram, tell us where they are, then we'll signpost them to the collectives that can help them. Because you're right, there is a generation of us that didn't have that exposure, and the kind of the fear may have got the better of us. But now we can change that narrative. We are in a position where we can change that narrative.
Yeah. I think I'm a driver. So
you say that with such authority.
Exactly.
No, oh, you know what? It's not with authority. It's almost like with a heavy heart. Because I see and I know what like drivers are like on the roads. And
beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, but then sometimes I see some bike riders and I'm like, do you value life? Like, what's happening? I loved riding a bike as a child. No, I loved riding a bike as a child. I grew up in Kent, so I had space and fields and freedom, all that kind of stuff. And then coming to London, I was like, yeah, no, I don't know if it's scary enough to drive. But what I will say is that there is like some, it's like a sense of, I don't know, freedom when you're riding a bike. It's very hard to put it into words, but you just get a sense of like, yeah, I'm free, I'm mobile, I can be where I want to be, go where I want to go. The thoughts that you have when you're riding as well, that you sometimes don't have the chance to have when you're kind of like going through the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So even, you know, even if the first step is just taking the kids out in the park with your bikes, like I'd really encourage people to do that. But my question for you, Tox, is how can we, whether we're bike riders or not, car drivers or not, how can we support what you're doing? What would really make a difference?
As you rightly said, Rachel, you know, there is a real risk element. Safety is paramount. So we've been really fortunate to date that we've not had any serious injuries on the ride, and it's my priority to keep it that way. So what helps us achieve that is volunteers. You know, we have an ambition of securing 300 volunteers for this year's ride. Half of them will be ride marshals, so more experienced riders that are helping others navigate the route. And then the other half are located at our four locations that we'll stop at. Well, we start at Leighton, then we've got to stop in Hackney, then we've got to stop in Holborn, and then we get down to Dulwich Park. So that's one way that you can definitely help is spreading the word to help people that might be interested, who might not be able to ride a bike or not, you know, interested in riding on that day, but would love to roll up their sleeves and give us a hand, because it's a huge logistical operation. Like, I cannot underestimate just how challenging it can be to get all the jigsaw pieces in place. And then the second bit is really just to spread the word. I mean, this for us, we kind of, it's now being kind of dubbed as Carnival on Bikes, because that's the energy that we're going for. Do you know what I mean? It's not a race, it's a community ride. Probably the average pace is like 8 miles an hour. So we're just cruising. But yeah, for us, it still feels like it could be bigger. So I think spreading the word and making more people aware of it is another way in which people can support. And this is for us, by us, right? So in a sense, its success is dependent on us as a community. So there isn't any excuse about, you know, it being expensive. I mean, to get a ticket, we take donations. You can pay a quid and then be there. So we've removed as many of the barriers to entry as possible. But yeah, they're the two key ways in which you can support this event being an even bigger success than what it has been today.
Great. Thank you.
I didn't ask you, you know, Tox, what when was your cycling journey started? When did you actually start cycling?
Yeah, so I rode bikes all through my youth. That was the thing, right? Before you can pick up a mobile phone and say, is Johnny at home? You had to ride to his house. And you knew where everyone was because you saw the bikes outside the house, right? So I was definitely a biker in my youth, and I got my first bike, what my brother passed down to me. But then in my adult years, it kind of dropped off because it just wasn't convenient. And like expressed, London didn't feel the safest city to ride in. But then through Origin, the Rites of Passage program that we set up in 1999, we started to do sporting fundraisers. And the first one was a white collar boxing bout, which was tough and I'll never do again. The second one was 10 of us rode to Paris from London.
Okay.
And that was a baptism of fire, but it also reignited my passion for cycling. And that was 2019. And then immediately after that, I did a triathlon, the London Triathlon. And then I was in, you know, and from there, it's just been I don't get to ride as much as I would like to. I've got a young family, you know, it's quite challenging on the weekends to fit it all in. But yeah, like Rachel said, there is an essence of freedom that you get on a bike that you just can't get that anywhere else. There are parts of London that I've either discovered or rediscovered because of a bike, and I would have missed out on that pleasure. So yeah, that's kind of where my journey was reignited in back into cycling.
Yeah, and just give our viewers and listeners an idea, I mean, to you, I mean, what are the main health benefits of cycling?
So, you know, it's being active. As I mentioned earlier, our community has one of the lowest levels of active exercise engagement. So for me, it's that. It's also about being connected with communities as well, because you get a chance to meet people, ride with other people, and improve your skills, right? But for me, it's definitely about the well-being of being active, having something that... you know, you could double up as a commute if your workplace is within distance. So it's economical as well as, you know, good for your health, but spiritually as well. I just find it's a very peaceful experience. You know, I live quite a busy lifestyle. My day job, I run a youth charity across the UK. So there's a lot of going on, but once I'm on the bike, it kind of like all of that is parked. And it's quite a spiritual experience. So for me, they're the benefits of cycling, definitely. And I've seen it within our community. In the last 3 years, I've seen people sending me videos of them learning to ride a bike, and then a year later taking part in like a huge sportif like Ride London and doing 100 miles. It's like, wow. So it's definitely impacting people's lives for the better.
Okay.
And I know some people may not, sorry Paul, may not like Boris bikes, but it's made biking accessible, hasn't it? You may see them all over the pavements, but Boris, even if you can't afford a bike of your own, at least you can go 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day, hop on a Boris bike and you know, ride with your friends everywhere. Put them back safely, please, people.
Yeah, please, not in car parking spaces, please. Put them in the allotted spaces. Thank you. Because they're heavy and I don't like moving them.
You can feel it, man.
Yeah, but cycling, we're not new to cycling. We're not new to cycling. That's the thing, you know? Like, you go back, like, we have real generations of cycling in the Caribbean, in Africa, and here in the UK. Yeah. So, for me, we ain't new to this. We ain't new to this. So, yeah, it's for us to kind of take up space.
Indeed.
I feel like, Chrissy, I'm upset. You've never felt that wind, like that noise in your ear, like when you're pedaling downhill and you're thinking, ah.
Oh, listen. My friends used to say, sit on the back and we'll ride and give you a wheelie?
Wheelie, yeah.
And I'll be like, oh my gosh. All like on the seafront in Bognor Regis. My parents tried to buy me a bike and it just didn't work. You never know.
Listen, 2023 is going to be the year of the bike for you, because I can see it.
The bike, okay.
We're going to do it. We should record the journey. We should document it.
Sure, why not? A brilliant idea.
No. I'm Chrissy, I'm your friend. I'm not going to document it. No, I'm not doing that. But look, as we're coming and winding down, please again let people know all the details, you know, how and what we can do to contact you, social media, your platforms, website.
Yeah. So our website is blackunitybikeride.com. You can register for the ride there. On Instagram, it's blackunitybikeride. And there are main two kind of platforms we have. If you need to email us, it's info@blackunitybikeride.com. Hopefully we'll see you at this year's big ride at Leighton and making our way to meet some jollof and jerk at the end in Dulwich Park.
Oh, absolutely. And they, what have they got, about 10 stores or 12 stores?
12
stores. All right, okay, so okay.
Good
okay,
selection. Yeah.
And what is the date? What's the date we should be looking
at? The 5th of August, Saturday the 5th of August. So this is another point. We did the first one on the same day as the Reparations March because it was Emancipation Day. So that was purposeful. The first one was August the 1st. But then we also made it the first Saturday of August to coincide with Black Pound Day as well. So for us, it is about our community. And as you rightly know, Black economics and community power. So, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So we're now coming to the ultimate question. And it's the Money Mob question. Tokes.
Yes, sir.
You were given one wish in regards to the Black community. What would that one wish be?
I think my one wish is to realize our power and collaborate more and trust each other more, to collaborate more. That's something that in this journey, because we're all about unity, I've seen firsthand how challenging that can be when you're presenting things with an essence of love and sometimes people perceive it as something different. So yeah, I think that's my one wish.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, folks, I am so honored to have you on, privileged to have you on, and God willing, I will be there amongst the many. I know I've got friends coming down from north as well, so I know brilliant. That. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time. And Chrissy Rachel, you must come down, man.
I am thinking, like, yeah, I was literally going to say, yeah, we'll be at the park. Like,
yes.
Hey, come along. So we can bring our children and family.
Everyone. Yeah, we've got entertainment, family entertainment at Dulwich Park. There's loads of things that will be there for all of the family. So yeah, definitely, we'll come down.
We'll be there. We're praying for good weather.
Indeed. So look, we're just now kind of tidying it up now, just to let you know in regards to what we're doing in the Money Mob during the month of August. Of course, Black Unity Bike Ride, the 5th of August, be there. And also a bit further down the month, we'll be attending the Black Tech Day. That's going to be at Croydon campus, LSBU, and that's on the 19th and the 20th. So if you can, try to get down to Black Tech Day. Also, I know it's August and it's the month of Carnival. I know I'm going to be down there definitely for Panorama on the Saturday. Yeah, thank you so much. As I said, we are very, very much looking forward to that day.
Brilliant. Thank
you, Rachel. Yeah, I just want to say,
thank you.
If you want to get in touch with the Black Community Bike Ride, you can find them on Instagram at Black Community Bike Ride, or info@blackunitybikeride.com. It sounds old to email people now, isn't it? I was like, oh, just DM me, but you know, at one time it was really forward thinking to send an email. But yeah, if you want to send an email, go info@unitybikeride.com.
Indeed.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Paul, so much for a really great takeover as always.
Thank you. And we look forward
to seeing you next month. Yeah. Rachel, it's been a joy, a pleasure, a gift.
all of that jazz,
and yes, I guess I'll see you next week.
The Business Mix Show.
My God,
I've been dating, say I too sabi. Until they break my heart, though I see something. And now you don't show me love, but it feel like true love. Yeah,
they see everything, they be like you love. But I know I believe, 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 believe you. Say I know you believe, 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 believe you. If you when I want to believe, 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 believe you. Yeah, say I know you believe. They don't break my heart, you don't do. But deep down in my heart, I do wish for the special love. So my love. Say they don't do me bad, you don't do. They don't break my heart, you don't do. But deep down in my heart, I do wish for the special love. So my love. Show me this love, they show me. I swear down, I they feel I'm like Michael Jackson thriller. Oh no, Lisa. I swear down, she been do me. I no go lie, she be fool me. She make me want lose it. She gave me to my life, you make me fall in love. But till you do me, girl, in me, I never know. I did follow you from Egypt down to Roma, Calabar. I say you came with the don't rent, that's for my mind. I know I believe, 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 believe you. Say I love you, believe, 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 believe you. Before when I want to believe, 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 believe you. Yeah, say I love you.
Original Wanda, man.
See, they don't do me bad, you don't do. They don't break my heart, you don't do. But deep down in my heart, they wish for the special love. So my love, I know I believe, 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 believe you. Say I know you believe, 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 believe you. But for when I want to believe, 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 believe you. Yeah, say I know you believe, 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 believe you.
It's ST.
Original, don't do me back, you don't do. They don't break my heart, you don't do. But deep down in my heart, I they wish for the special love. So my love, they don't do me.